It's a cool summer morning on the banks of the Illinois River near Havana. Water is gently washing up against a pile of rocks on this bend of the river, halfway between St. Louis and Chicago. Just a few years ago, these rocks were covered with zebra mussels. The bottom of the Illinois River had a 6-inch deep carpet of the invasive species when they were at their peak in the early 90s. But now there are only a few zebra mussels stuck to these smooth rocks. Bob Williamson is the director of commercial fishing for the Illinois Department of Natural Resources. He says fishermen on the lower Illinois River stopped complaining about zebra mussels about a year ago.
And prior to that, when they were so abundant, if they put a net down for any period of time, any kind of gear or boats or anything in the water, they would just be encrusted with these things. And so I was getting reports from everyone that it just wasn't happening anymore. They weren't seeing them.
Williamson says he canvassed a 20-mile stretch of the river and only found 3 live zebra mussels. He says he was surprised by the results and doesn't know why it happened. Researchers are trying to find out. Biologist Jim Steckel is working in his lab in the Havana Field Station. It's a weekend, but he came to work to check on the zebra mussels housed in 2 dozen aquariums in the less-than-spacious room at the state-run facility. Steckel is running tests to find out what could be reducing the zebra mussel population on the lower Illinois River. Steckel says so far the research seems to be pointing at the large amount of sediment in the river. He says since zebra mussels eat by filtering food from flowing water, a large amount of dirt and silt makes it very hard for them to eat.
So they have to expend, in some cases they actually have to expend more energy separating out the food particles from the non-food particles. And so then this can result in lower growth rates or even death.
Steckel says the warmer water temperatures in the Illinois may also be adding to the disappearance of the zebra mussel. Pat Charlebois is a biologist with the Illinois-Indiana Sea Grant. She says if those preliminary results hold up, the findings are troubling. That's because if sediment is the reason for the disappearance of the zebra mussel, then the river has bigger problems than an invasive species.
Some people may see it that, well, we're controlling zebra mussels in this way, but that's not a final solution for the control of zebra mussels in running water, is to heat it up and to add sediment. And I don't think that most people would look at that as a final solution.
Charlebois says the discovery may lead to a better understanding of the invasive species, but it doesn't lead to a quick fix to the problem. Biologist Jim Steckel agrees. He says sediment is also hurting native plants and animals in the river, and is a much bigger problem than a proliferation of an invasive species.
So in the overall picture, it would be much better to clean up the suspended solids problem and perhaps deal with higher populations of zebra mussels in the future.
Steckel says discovering the relationship between sedimentation and lower zebra mussel populations is at best a mixed bag. He says he wants to continue his research to see if a better understanding of these pests may lead to a practical way to control the zebra mussel. For the Great Lakes Radio Consortium, I'm John.